Be seated, amen. I'm not sure what I'm going to do totally, which a lot of times I get in the pulpit, that's usually the mindset. The Lord has a way of changing things, but I was thinking, I wonder how many young people's been here all week, sitting all kind of preaching and been exposed to a lot of singing and testifying and presence of the Lord. And you're no different than when you came on Monday. I'm sure that's not the case with everyone, but I'm certain that there's probably some hid out in the numbers of the young people that are here that you've made really no real move toward the Lord this week. Do you love where you're at that much? Do you love the condition you're in that much? Do you love the level you're on that much? If you'll notice, the initials right there, what's those last two letters stand for? That's exactly what the intentions and motive and heartbeat of this meeting is. And I couldn't help but think, even while Brother Poindexter was preaching such a... That message there covers all the bases. Literally, you get that truth right there right, and you've got everything else taken care of. Every failure is a love failure. Amen. Every failure is a love failure, and usually it's a self-love. You're never going to have a Savior's love that goes to the excess. But you have a risk of loving yourself. You know, every revival that I've had a part of or been a part of or seen or heard about, read about, had something to do with young people. The Lord has showed mercy on us and grace this year, earlier on this year, that we had, and we've not had that before like that, but we had three extended revival meetings. One was Mount Sinai Baptist Church in Pickens, South Carolina. It went 5 weeks. Almost everyone that got saved was young people. Revival came through that church when mamas and daddies and grandparents started getting right with God. Church members started getting right with the church. Apologizing. I've never seen a real revival that didn't involve conviction, compliance, confession. And when confession takes place, conversions follow that. And we witnessed that, and people getting saved, but it followed people getting right with God. Young people getting saved, young people getting right. Mamas and daddies, grandparents, cleaning house. Amen. Running over their PS5 with the truck. Some of you young people thought, oh, you probably ought to run over yours. Because it's running over you probably. More than likely. And then the second meeting was at Welcome Baptist Church in Union, South Carolina. Broke out, went 3 weeks. There again, every single one of the people that got saved were young people. And I wasn't preaching to young people necessarily, but it just happened. It just happened. And when God gets to moving, you don't have to coach them and sing 17 verses of Just As I Am and tell sob stories. When the Spirit of God's working in the pews, all you have to do is watch. It just happens. The Holy Spirit is well capable of doing His purpose and His ministry. But young people, again, involved in that revival. The third one was in up next to West Jefferson, North Carolina. Little church way back in the hills there. Tucked in the mountains back in there. And God moved there, and that meeting went 4 weeks. And everyone except two that got saved in that meeting were young people. I took note of that. I don't know really how to explain it, but I took note of that. Could it be that God's reaching out to another generation? God's, amen. Every time God's dealing with a young person, he's thinking about the future. He's thinking about the future. God never deals with you with just the temporary in mind. He's always dealing with his plans in your life for your future and his future. Amen. That's exactly right. Now, I can't take you to a Bible verse that would prove that God uses young people in relation to revival, but it seems to be a pattern. And it's not just any young person that's on any spiritual level. It's a young person that does exactly what we just heard preached and what you've heard preached this week. That has made the decision, I'm going on with God. Mediocrity never produces miracles. Never. Never. God never uses mediocre Christians. You say, I don't know what that word means. I'm glad you asked. Just simply put, it means barely acceptable. Operating just enough. I'm close enough to be close enough, and I'm far enough to be far enough. Revival comes to the person where enough is no longer enough. Amen. And I just wonder how many churches are here this week? 15 churches, cream of the crop. I really thought about this when I came last night and I saw the vast number of young people. This place right here ought to be absolutely power packed. I mean, because of the young people that's come from under the preaching that all of you young people's been exposed to, there's no excuse for the power of God to be bouncing off the walls inside of this place. Has it been? I've just been here last night. I'm asking, has it been? Been a good meeting, no doubt. But has it went to the level that it could have and should have went, considering the churches that are represented there? Young people, you that go to fundamental Bible preaching churches, if you're not careful, you'll settle. You'll settle for less. You'll settle for just being good. We're okay. Occasional service is good. If you're not careful, you'll settle for that. When God has so much more. When God has so much more. And every young person in here, actually every person in here, you are either a predecessor or you're a successor. In fact, truthfully, you're probably both. Because you're in a lineup. You've got your, before you, how many in here has got a predecessor? That's someone that's before you, that's led the way, that was an example to you, that helped you. God used them in your life. How many had a predecessor in your life? Amen. Could you name one of them? Some of you that's got your hand up. Who would one of those be? Just name one of them. Michael Lindsay. Who's your pastor? Wesley Webb. Who over here was some? Raise your hand. Paul Sisk. Jonathan Ash. I know him. Yes, sir. I believe you know him, don't you? That's your daddy, right? What about that? That was worth driving up here, preacher. All right, someone back in there. Raise your hand. Young, go ahead, brother. Jack Shutt. Jack Shutt. I don't know him, but thank God. Pastor. All right, sis? All right. Shane Jackson. That's you over there back there, right there. All right, young man. Who? I don't know who that is, but amen. I don't know a lot of people. Go ahead. Somebody over there raised their hand. Pastor Tom Fields. Amen.
Amen.
Brother James Walker.
There you go. Brother Ivan.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brother Scott. What about that? So what we're saying by that is we've had predecessors that influenced us. They made decisions long before we did. They made commitments long before we did. They made a choice to go with God long before you did. And they were in your life, providentially put together in your life for you, for God to use them in your life. So that makes you a successor. Okay? And, but then as a successor, you're not the end of the line. You're in line, but you're not the end of the line. So behind you are others, others in your youth group. So you need to turn around as a successor and be a predecessor to somebody else. And that's how it works. That's how it works. Let me ask you this tonight. I wonder how many in this meeting, you, Lord's helped you. But he's only brought you back up to the level that you once were. Now, I'm not rambling. These are thoughts that was on my heart in the seat back there. The Lord just, this meeting and as good as it's been, has brought you up back, if you could use the word back, brought you back to a level that you weren't once were. Are you content with that? If you're content with that, that's all you'll ever have. May God send a youth revival. That's the emphasis of our youth camp as well, youth revival. Because if you can get a young person or a youth group on fire for God, it will change that church. It will. It will. Amen. Amen. But would you want a revival, and you can build on this, build on what you've got, to go further than you've ever went. Go higher than you've ever went. Amen.
Amen.
It's exactly right. And to be more than you've ever been. And the Lord wanted me to remind you of this as well. Your old habits that had you in the condition you were in when you came Monday is back at your home waiting on you. They're somewhere in your life waiting on you. And they were a habit because you liked them. I hope you listened to the message that was just preached to us. Because I promise you that if you love Jesus, you won't have any problem of turning your back on those habits and those weights that doth so easily beset you. Amen. Amen. That's right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me pray right here. Just, I want to remind the Lord here. Our Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for what you've done already in this meeting. Lord, I'm confident in my heart, Lord, that what I just said about being brought back to a level where they once were, that probably described several. Probably describe several. And dear Lord, I pray that there would be a hunger within them to want to go further than they've ever been, deeper than they've ever been, be a greater Christian than they've ever been, have a greater influence in the church and be a blessing to the pastor and be used and as an example in the youth group. Lord, I pray that they'll want more. Lord, may they not just draw the line here on this last night of services and say, that's just far enough. Lord, you don't use people like that. The devil does, but you don't. Lord, help them to go further. Thank you for Brother Poindexter preaching that message. And Lord, I thank you for it. I pray, dear Lord, that you will help us today to hide in our heart the word of God, the things, Lord, that you put in our hearts. Lord, I thank you for the rejoicing of the saints. Lord, I thank you for what you've done this week in the morning services, night services. I appreciate it, Lord. And I believe along with the pastor, Lord, that that it seems as though you have brought this meeting tonight to a close, seemingly. And I don't believe I'm misdiscerning that. I don't think I am. Lord, I come ready to preach and fine with doing so. But I know to try to mind you, Lord. And I believe, Lord, is what we've said over the past few minutes. What we've said, some of the things that we've said. Lord, no doubt, Father, that didn't go out into thin air. Lord, you've dealt with some hearts here this evening. And Lord, I pray that you'll help me to not settle. Having been saved 42 and a half years, preaching that long as well, Lord, I don't want to settle. And Lord, as I was talking about the predecessors a while ago, Lord, they're getting fewer and they're getting fewer. In fact, probably several of the ones that were mentioned by the older people in here a while ago, they're probably already gone, already crossed over. Lord, how my life had many, many predecessors, Lord, that just about every one of them's already crossed the river. Lord, sometimes I feel like I'm by myself sometimes. But Lord, I know I'm not. And even if I was, Lord, you can use us, and I want to be used. Lord, help these young people to not waste this camp this week. Help these young people, Lord, to want to hide these things in their heart and let it not be emotional, just emotional, but go back with purpose and determination and resolve in their heart to do something for God. To go back and be a light and a blessing to that church. To contribute spiritually to the church and to the ministries of the church. And be a blessing to the pastor and the pastor's wife. Father, have your way, Lord, I pray. Do what needs to be done tonight. And again, Lord, I'm confident in saying that if what Preacher Poindexter just preached about loving the Lord, Lord, that covers everything. If we get that, then we're ahead of the game, and Lord, we're gaining ground. We're moving into new ground, Father, no doubt. But if we don't deal with that, and some in here, they're not willing to give up their love for a friend, their love for a romance, their love for the digital world, devices, video games and all that. They're not willing to give up none of that. They want to share. They want to share their affection with you, Lord, while sharing the rest of it with others. Have your way, Lord, tonight. We'll praise you for what you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Preach on.